3 years in a barn, what I've learned, and why I'd do it again. BuildMyBarnDo.com staff. 3 years ago this June, my family and I moved into a barn. Yep, a barn. We were on the early edge of the barndominium craze that has since taken off across the Midwest. And honestly, given our business, building one made total sense. But that doesn't mean it was an easy decision. In fact, I wasn't fully on board when we started. It took a lot of convincing to get me to warm up to the idea of living in a barn. Now, 3 years later, I've got some thoughts, especially for anyone who's barndominium curious but just can't seem to commit. Here's what I've learned. Vaulted ceilings change everything. Open floor plans and vaulted ceilings are the secret sauce. I don't care if you're doing one story or two. Add a vaulted ceiling, and suddenly your barn shell feels grand. It's wild how much that vertical space elevates the whole vibe. It's a blank canvas, and that's a beautiful thing. As someone who changes their mind on style regularly and doesn't love being boxed in, farmhouse, mid-century modern, boho, all of the above, the flexibility of a barn dominium has been a dream. You can pivot your design style whenever you want because you're not confined by the structure. When we lived in our supposed forever home, a custom-built ranch that every suburbanite would love, every design choice felt like it had to fit within a theme. The house dictated my colors, styles, and choices. Not anymore. Now, I follow the trends I love. Hello, dopamine decor. If you're not heating your concrete floors, don't do concrete. Let me be real. Concrete floors are cold, hard, and surprisingly easy to scratch or scuff. They're also a bit of a pain to maintain. That said, radiant heat changes the game. It's the only truly redeeming quality of concrete flooring. So if heated floors aren't in your plan, I'd seriously consider a different route. Don't be scared of white metal siding. We live smack dab in the middle of open fields and have bright white steel siding. Everyone warned me it would always look dirty. But, plot twist, it doesn't. I didn't even get around to pressure washing it last year, and it still looks great. I went with a safe combo, black roof, white siding, because I can't visualize anything to save my life. And it worked out. No regrets. You can conventionally frame a barn dominium. No posts in the ground here, that's not shade. Post-frame buildings work for a lot of people and budgets, and there's nothing wrong with that. We just chose to pour a stem wall and conventionally frame the entire structure. That's one of the cool things about barndos. There's so much flexibility in how you build. Barn dominiums aren't automatically cheap. A house is what you make it. Yes, you can build a budget-friendly barn dominium, but if you want all the upgrades and custom features, it's going to cost you, just like with any other home. Once you move past the affordable shell, you're basically building a custom house. As someone who loves the finer things in life, I get it, but let's keep it real about budgets and expectations. So, was it worth it? 1,000 times yes. This house has given us freedom from constant maintenance, freedom in our design choices, space to live and grow, and most importantly, a home that works for us. We're no longer working for the house. If you're on the fence about building a barn dominium, I hear you, really. Take your time. Look at blueprints. Figure out what elements you love. For me, it was a full wall of windows on the gable end. And when you're ready, dive in and make it completely your own. Enjoy the ride. IndianaMotCom.